What's a Book? By John Longenbaum.
Hello! Is anyone here?
Coming! Yes, quiet, Erasmus.
Do you sell books here?
We're a bookstore.
You are?
Notice all the books? It says so right on the sign outside. All the world's a bookstore.
Oh, so that's what that means. Well, that's a relief. You would not believe the places that people will tell you are bookstores that aren't bookstores.
Really?
Really? I've been walking around this town all day going from place to place that people told me are bookstores that aren't.
Like?
Like libraries and drug stores and thrift stores.
Oh, well, they all have books.
And fire stations and a vacant lot and a bowling alley.
Those seem less likely.
Everyone keeps sending me someplace else. Most people don't seem to know what a book is anymore.
You may be right. Well, I have plenty of books.
You do. Thank goodness for that. I've got a whole list of books that I'm looking for.
Great. Do you want to give that to me?
This? Okay.
Send the Galk Another Mile. Is this the book you're looking for?
No. It's just a piece of paper someone gave me a while back.
All right, then. What book are you looking for?
Do you have a copy of Why Fish Don't Like You by Barry M. Fitch?
I don't believe so, no.
How about How to Milk a Pigeon by Charlie Sagg?
Sorry, no.
60 Different Ways to Sit on a Fence by Dr. Ashbury Downs?
Don't know that one.
The Life of Eve's Mother by Anonymous?
No.
The Intimate Thoughts of Rocks by Freddie Bunt?
I don't think so.
The Many Virtues of Pigeon Milk by Sylvia Plath?
No.
What's with Yellow Anyway by Amanda Polychrome?
Sorry, no.
Let's Make a Banana, edited by E. Mountain.
No.
Either 10 Ways to Tell You're Dead or Less Weight for You, More Fat for Me, both by Dr. Cecil Tweep.
Neither of those.
Favorite songs of deaf people?
Deaf people?
Yes.
No.
Hand Over That Stoat, You Scoundrel, by Eugene O'Neill.
Oh, the playwright.
I don't think he wrote plays. Well, that was his cousin.
Then no.
The Idiot's Guide to Idiots, published by Houghton Mifflin.
Not that one, no.
I Can Kanji You, by Dean Nesselthorpe.
No.
Understanding Umlauts by Lars Ugel Thorson.
No.
Feathers in Farmyards, My Life as a Pigeon Dairyman, by Victor Messi.
No.
Either Norman the Gnostic Gnome or Charlie and the Liver Onions Factory, they're for children.
No and no.
Bessie the Pigeon Who Wouldn't Give Milk, also for children.
What is with all these books about pigeon milk?
It's very good for you.
No.
Lose Weight Through Gargling, Dongles and the Men Who Make Them. If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Friday. Flora and Fauna of Moo.
No. I have none of those books. I have never heard of any of those books.
Oh, then why are they on my list? I don't think your dog likes me.
He likes everybody.
He's eyeing my pants leg. Does that mean anything? Just call me Gerald.
Gerald, I have been selling books for a long time. My shop has an extensive inventory, so I'm surprised I've never heard of a single title from your list.
Oh.
May I ask why you're looking for these books in particular?
Well, Miss...
You can call me Sybil.
Sybil. I have a lot of smart friends. In fact, all my friends are smarter than me. They're so well-informed on so many different subjects, and I'm not. In fact, I think I'm probably an idiot. So every time they talk about something that I don't understand, I ask them where they heard about it, and they give me book titles. But sadly, I've had no luck finding any of these books.
Gerald, I don't think any of these books exist.
He's got my pants leg.
He doesn't bite.
He just bit my pants leg.
Ignore the dog. Gerald, do you know what a gawk is?
No. Quite a grip on that little guy.
It's you. You are the gawk.
He seems to be pulling me toward the door.
Your friend sent you on a useless errand, and you have been wasting my time.
Are you sure he doesn't bite?
If you stay, he might.
There's one more book on my list.
What is it?
The Secret Sacred Heart of the World.
Erasmus! What's the title again?
The Secret Sacred Heart of the World. I don't know the author.
Erasmus, come. Yes, I do have that book, Gerald.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
It's in the special collection.
Where's that?
Down here.
Down there?
Yes, in the special collection.
It's awfully dark down there.
It is. Here. Take this candle.
You want me to go?
Yes.
But what if I catch something on fire?
Take the dog. He'll make sure you don't bump into anything.
He doesn't like me.
He'll go with you.
How do I get down there?
It's not far. You can use the ladder, but I'd recommend you just jump.
Hello? You sure it's not too far down?
I'm sure.
Okay, here I go. Ready, doggy? He really doesn't like me.
Just don't look him directly in the eyes and you'll be fine.
Okay, I'll just pick him up like this then.
Cautiously.
Cautiously. And a one and a two. Do you take Diners Club?
No.
Oh, well, that's all I have.
We'll work out payment later.
And a one and a two and a three. I'm okay.
How's the dog?
Should I follow him?
He'll follow you. He's your dog now.
Any idea where I should start looking?
If it's a good book and you really want to read it, you won't have to look too far. It'll find you.
Okay, then. Off we go. Let's see. Oh, world history. I always wanted to know some of that. Oh, and what are the ones with the green and gold bindings?
I wonder if this time I should get a cat. May I help you?
I'm looking for a book by a certain author.
Yes?
Tom Clancy.
Never heard of him.
Fools Rush In was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington on April 29, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio and the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.